Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. God, in his ultimate wisdom, removed every single hacky sack from the face of the earth at the turn of the century. I'm going to have to vouch for Frisbee Golf just to give the great unwashed, dreadlocked, sarong-wearing hippie something to do.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, man, welcome to Tuesday night. Hope it's a good one for you. Just by the way, we're not going to be here tomorrow night because Triple M's going to rock the State of Origin.
Come on, the Blues.
Oh, really? I'm going to go to the Maroons then, just to make it even.
Mate, I will die for the Blues.
I will. I'll eat a rubbish bin for the
That's
Queensland
how much you
Maroons.
Love Thursto? Are you a big fan of Thursto? What does he mean to you?
He means a lot.
Yeah, obviously his first name is...
I'm trying to remember it.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
That's right.
No, it's not.
Jonathan Thurston.
Isn't it Julian?
No.
Ollie, tonight, I've got a brand new story from my high school reunion. I know I've covered a lot of it last night.
We're still doing reunion gear?
Yeah, we're still doing reunion gear. And it's a big day for me, Ollie, because the Apple keynote was on today. And I just thought, you know what? I actually want to talk technology tonight.
I thought we cut that from the show.
No. We're not actually talking about Apple. We're talking about... video games, bro. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've been searching for a video game expert to be able to nerd out on video All game right. stuff, and that's tonight.
So reunion stuff, gaming stuff, that's on the cards. But Tom, it's actually a huge show for all of us because right now we're going to press start on IQ testing.
Mm.
We have all been doing a Mensa IQ test. Myself, you, Tom, and our producer, Bell. After last night in the show, we discussed who was the smartest in the team. And it's going to be a real moment of reckoning.
It's an interesting chat, isn't it? Going, who's the smartest?
But there, it actually could derail the show because I don't know about you, but I'm really nervous.
No, I'm confident in my ability.
If I find out that I haven't done well in this test,
yeah.
It will derail not only my night,
oh.
but potentially my week and my year. And I'll tell you why up next.
Great. Trainwreck Radio up next. This is going to be great.
Massively Trainwreck Radio.
Oh my God. Too much fun. This is Run Like Hell, Pink Floyd. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around to hear Ollie freak out. Run Like Hell, Pink Floyd, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Tuesday night. Of course, tomorrow night is the Holden State of Origin. Triple M will be rocking that. Around the country. Kickoff's about 8 o'clock, depending on where you are in the country, of course.
Now, it's nervous times for us, Tom, in the studio here at Triple M. Mm. For yourself, Tom Bainbridge, myself, Ollie, and our producer, Bell, who last night we endeavoured to take an IQ test. Turns out that finding an IQ test is pretty difficult. They're all cons.
Actually, producer Bell, why don't you come in here? I know you're scoffing your face with spaghetti right now, but just jump on into the studio. Because I reckon you need to be part of this chat.
Yeah, we tried to find IQ tests. They all kind of make you pay. What we did find, though, and what's probably worth a bit more investigation down the track, is a Mensa pretest. Now, if you're not sure what Mensa is a not-for-profit society. Its purpose is to identify and foster human intelligence for the benefit of humanity.
Ollie, I was looking up a bit at Mensa, and Mensa Australia, you can be part of the club. There's amazing benefits that I can run you through as well, if you'd like.
Is there?
Yeah, pretty much all the benefits are... You get to be a part of the club.
Yeah. So what is it? It's a club full of smart people.
Sorry, Bell. We're on air, mate. Stop eating your spaghetti.
Your microphone's on.
I'm really hungry.
You've hit rock bottom. And the test hasn't even revealed yet.
Yeah.
Well, nah. Bell, you're nervous. I'm also nervous.
Really
nervous. We've all done the Mensa pre-test just before the show. It took about 20 minutes. And I encourage you to go there. If you Google just Mensa test, we actually did the Mensa Luxembourg test, which I think is the most official one.
I agree.
So we've done the results. We're going to, I guess, open up who has what, you know, achieved what in about 20 minutes time. Mm. But here's why I'm nervous. This is a big deal because when you get told your intelligence right, it's not like when you go to the weight or the scales and you go to the gym and it says you weigh 100 pounds, you're fat. You can't go, I'm going to get better. I'm going to lose weight. Once you get told how smart you are, that's it.
Are you sure, though? Yeah. What, you can't be smarter?
You're not going to
get any...
Yeah,
you can do brain training stuff.
No, but these tests are clearly designed for aptitude. Mm. It shows you what your brain is capable of. You can't get better at it. You can learn the test, but are you going to do that?
So hang on. So with this Mensa test, you're saying that my intelligence now that I got from this test will never change.
No, you'll probably just get dumber as you get older, as your brain starts to flake away and the cells
die. Sure about that. I feel like there's different type of brain training you can do that can, no. that can brains, change your intelligence.
Brains are, okay, I don't know, this is going back to school for me, but I was told that brains are a muscle and you can exercise them and
of
you
course.
Can stretch
yeah,
them and
course.
You can
learn more words, you can learn better math yeah, skills, but this testing is about how much your brain is fundamentally at its core and most basic level, what you're good at.
All right. Livescience.com says, yes, your IQ can change over time, but IQ tests give you the same answer to a very substantial extent, even over a period of a year.
Yeah.
The older you are, the more stable your test score will be.
Exactly yeah. right. So maybe kids can get a better IQ as they get older, but
I'll
we're
be growing.
Adults.
I'm younger than you guys.
Yeah,
my
you just finished high school last year. You just no. came back from schoolies with your spaghetti.
No.
But I'm nervous. I don't want to get, if I find out that you're smarter than me, Tom, I will be gutted.
Can I just say though, who cares?
Don't you care about how smart you are?
I don't think I care. Like, I've always been told, you know, you're always told your things by different tests.
Yeah.
I could do a test about this and say, I'm not as good as you about this, but then I can do a different test and it'll be like, well, I'm way better at, you know.
You know when you're in school, Tom, and you get a bad result and your teacher says, don't worry, Tom, there's other stuff out there for you.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. They've told that to you because you're going to feel bad about yourself.
Okay, well, when can we reveal our scores?
First of all, we're going to get to the scores in about 15 minutes' time now.
Okay.
But first of all, if you're a psychologist and you are across this stuff, if you know about IQ tests, you know if they're decent or if you've even done one, we want to hear from you. But more importantly, the Mensa Club.
Yeah, the Mensa Club.
Is anyone listening in the Mensa Club? Have you achieved Mensa status?
This is a massive long shot.
It is a lot. Well, you're saying our listeners aren't very smart, Tom. I think it's quite likely.
Mate, that's exactly what I'm saying. Come on, guess what you're tuned to right now.
The quote here on this sheet says, you'll find all sorts of people in Mensa, but Mensans worldwide have one thing in common. They're intelligent.
Oh, good.
So hopefully one of us can pursue this pursuit in the days coming and join Mensa. I mean, I'm hopeful for that.
Results not far away, but 133353, are you part of the Mensa Club? It's a long shot, but if you're out there, we need you on 133353.
You've been told you're really, really smart by a test.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The impression that I get, the mighty, mighty Bostones. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Always get in touch via the socials, by the way. Tom and Ollie with a Y across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Hey, look, 133353, are you really smart? Have you been told you're really smart? Maybe a test has told you that. Tom, we've asked for Mensa. Members, which is obviously a long shot. Mensa being a club that first started in England, apparently, and the British Mensa crew came to Australia. A few people living here started up their own Mensa in Australia, just for members who are really smart. And we're all doing, we've all done a Mensa pre-test, which isn't the IQ test, by the way. We're not going to get an IQ quotient.
I like this for the history of Mensa. Mensa was founded in Oxford in 1946 by an eccentric, flamboyant Australian and a reserved Englishman. Sounds like me. A flamboyant Australian?
Was that one person who just has a reserved English side and a flamboyant Aussie side, or was it two people?
No, I think that was... Oh.
It's a flamboyant Aussie, but a reserved English.
Yeah, 133353, if you've been told you're pretty smart, or if you're just smart, just give us a call. Just smart people. Ollie, can I tell you about the benefits
you were saying
of being a Mensa Club?
Gifted as well, if you're a gifted child as well.
Can I tell you about the membership benefits
What am I going to gain, Tom? Once I'm admitted to the Mensa, after the tests are revealed and it says Ollie's the smartest, what can I gain from being a Mensa member?
Mensa.org.au says, only members of Mensa receive the benefit of the following resources. Number one, local events. Each state holds several events each month for local members where you can socialise and engage in interesting activities. Events may include dinners, movies, book clubs, game sessions, speaker meetings, or excursions to place of interest.
Oh.
Not places, to place of interest.
Place of interest.
I mean, are you that smart that you can't put places of interest?
Also, don't you reckon like geniuses aren't necessarily great company?
Well,
you don't want to hang out with people who are just like real smart.
Benefit number two, the special interest groups, or SIGs, as they say on the website, a group of Mensa members with similar interests or backgrounds. There are SIGs to join from within Australia and around the world.
Do you love trains?
One of my favourite ones, though, is a service they called Sight, Ollie.
Okay.
This is a benefit for Mensa members, Sight. It's the service for information, guidance, and hospitality to travellers. In other words, Just someone who'll book your travel for you.
A travel agent.
They have travel agents. I mean, there's many more that I can go through, but I'll stop there for the moment.
Just keep teasing me, though. I want to join the club.
Oh, there's a great one coming up, actually. Well, I'll tell you before the song.
Let's hear from Graham. Now, Graham, you yourself aren't a genius, are you?
No, I can't be a complete moron, but yeah, it's not me. It's my 10-year-old son.
Your 10-year-old son is what? Some kind of Mensa club member, or?
Yeah, he's a member of Mensa.
Is he?
He's got an IQ of about 150, which puts him up around Albert Einstein smart.
Oh, my God. Does that mean your son can shop at the Mensa boutique, which has Mensa clothing and items branded with the world-famous Mensa logo?
We do have him a Mensa mug.
Yes, oh, cool.
Isn't he chuffed? So even kids can be involved. That's pretty full on.
Yeah. So it's good. Those events where, like, you know, you can also, we haven't been to any yet, but whereby you can sort of meet parents of other really smart kids, because it's actually quite a challenge to keep the kids engaged at school and that sort of thing.
They're too smart.
Is it actually, like, why is it so difficult? Is it just because they're actually way smarter than you?
Yeah, they're too smart.
They're just so smart, they learn everything so quickly, and whereas schooling is set up for, you know, people that need to hear something multiple times.
Basic bitches. Whereas,
so what happens?
He remembers everything.
And so do you need to, like, does he need to go to a special school that's way more...
This is why Gonski's coming in, Tom, because Gonski's going to make the school not grade-based, but it's going to change our schooling system so that students are pushed to their limit, not to the year level. Isn't that right, Graham?
Yeah, we've been very lucky because one of his teachers in second grade actually spotted it, and he's had a couple of teachers being trained in gifted children education. So what they do is they give him extra projects to do and that sort of thing. So he does all this schoolwork, but then he does all these other projects as well, which helps sort of keep him engaged in schooling, and we also do stuff for him at home.
Amazing, Graham. Well, let's hear from Ali before we move on. Ali, you were a pretty smart kid.
So I'm told, yeah.
Okay, who told you?
Well, the story goes is I was in year one, and basically I just get distracted in class. So mum took me to do like ADHD tests to see if I had ADHD, and the results between three different psychologists were that he's not ADHD, he's just really smart. He gets the concept you're teaching really quickly, and then he's bored.
Amazing. Are you still smart?
Well, I'd like to think so.
What are you studying or working as?
I work full-time doing motorsport, building cars.
And how about this Mensa organisation? Were you a part of that?
See, this is the funny thing. It's a bit vague to me because I was, like, you know, under the age of 10. But mum told me that I was invited to join Mensa, but I've never really done anything for it, if you know, like well, I did gifted and talented
Ali,
school, but
if you were a part of Mensa, you could have had online interaction. Australian Mensa has a number of email discussion groups and groups on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and other social media sites.
And get a mug, Ali, as well, like Graham's son.
Imagine that. Imagine being part of an online community.
I think I already am.
Hang on. What's this? Mensa emails. Members can now obtain a free email of the form of your name at mensa.org.au, so you can have your own Mensa email address.
Let's be honest, though. Better than liking Tom and Ollie on that community.
Yeah,
I mean, on
true.
Facebook, we don't give a whole lot of benefits. No mugs yet.
Oh.
But, Tom, I think up next the results revealed.
Oh, totally.
Who's the smartest in the team? You might not care, but I'll tell you why you should care. It will derail my night if Tom is smarter than me. I will be so upset. I'll probably demand a retest.
We'll also hear from someone who was invited to Mensa themselves, Ollie.
Oh, amazing.
This is Gimme Triple M's number one development show. We'll
song,
find
Tom.
Out the results.
Let me do it. Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
The Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Of course, the State of Origin is on tomorrow night. Triple M is rocking that, so we'll just have a night off. Go watch the game or something, probably.
Nervous stuff here, Tom. One for the State of Origin, but two, ego's on the line here tonight, as we've all done an IQ. I guess it's a pretest. It's not actually an IQ test. There's not going to be your results that are between, you know, a 100 quotient, which is an IQ is based around the number 100 being the center. And below being dumb and above being smart.
Is that what it is?
That's how the IQ works.
So 100 is just average?
Yes.
Right, okay.
You didn't know that?
No.
Dumb.
Oh.
Well, Tom, what we have done is...
Oh, God.
We have done is a Mensa pretest. Mensa is the well-known group who are very smart but do boring things.
Smart people.
By the sounds of it. Now, Bell, our producer's here. Bell, this started because you thought that Tom was the smartest in the team. I was baffled, offended, affronted, and we find ourselves here... Very much ego is on the line. I'm nervous.
Well, I'm nervous as well, because then you roped me into it and said I had to do the test.
Okay. Well, the test was out of 33 questions. I think, Producer Bell, you should start by telling us...
Because I'll be the lowest.
No, not at all. It's just you're less of a character in the show.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Your name's not in the show.
I get it.
All right, so Producer Bell.
Out of 33 questions in total, I received...
How many?
Correct. 20.
Oh, Bell. Okay. I can say that I beat that.
Hang on, hang on.
I can say I beat that, Bell.
I can also say that I beat that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, good.
Well, you don't need me anymore.
All right. Well, back to the phones then, I guess.
The only thing I'm good at.
Well, okay.
Good talking. Now, Ollie, I think what would be good is if you reveal your score next, because you're most nervous.
I'm the most nervous. If I was to lose to you, Tom,
yeah,
I'd be gutted.
Yeah, I know you would, mate. So out of 33, Ollie, he's the smartest guy in the room.
And the test does tell you whether you have a chance of joining Mensa.
Yes.
What did yours say, Belle?
Mine said, you have some chances.
Well, mine says... You have good chances to pass the real Mensa test.
Wow.
Because you scored 25 out of 33.
Oh, Ollie.
I don't like this. Tom's gotten higher. Oh, I do not like this.
Oliver.
You got less.
I mean, what would you do if I was to score a higher result than you?
Can that glass smash? Because I would probably jump out this two-story building.
Really? That it would have affected you that much?
I would have to reassess my position in the team.
Right.
And the way that I conduct my behaviour when it comes to team meetings and I rule the roost.
Well, before we find out my score, let's head over to Adam on the phone. Good evening, Adam.
Good evening, Mr. Tom and Sir Ollie.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. And Belle, who's, we call her 20 girl now. We call her Mrs. 20. Adam, are you in Mensa? Well, you were offered?
Actually, I got offered a full scholarship when I was 12 years old to Mensa, and the only problem was we had to move to England, but my parents or my mum decided that that wasn't the case, so I lost out on a chance and had to do a public Victorian high school situation.
Yeah, okay.
And now are you just talking down to everyone that you meet in the streets? Like, okay, mate, I'm pretty smart.
Actually, I'm only 5'5", so I talk up to everyone.
Okay. And what is your IQ?
148.
Jeez.
God.
That's pretty big.
Okay.
Well, Ollie, do you really want to know the score that I have?
I do, Tom, because I think...
Because currently we've got Producer Bell at 20. You're at 25 out of 33.
My heart of heart tells me that you're a very good actor and you are playing up like you have done well, but you actually haven't done as well as me.
Well, Ollie, stick around to find out my score. After this, all will be revealed.
Eddie McGuire over here.
And Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh yeah, baby. We're about to find out the results of this pre-Mensa test that we did.
All right, Tom, cut to the chase, man. I'm on a knife edge here. If we find out that you, the dunce of the group, Tom Bainbridge, is smarter than me, I'll be so upset.
Well, the score was out of 33. We had Producer Bell on 20. Ollie, you scored a total of 25 points out of 33. And did the guy who can't say whole sentences... did the guy who can't say whole sentences...
The guy who can't understand politics, the guy who...
Whoa, I get politics. There's a House of Representatives...
Just tell us your results.
And there's a house of cards.
Did you beat 25 out of 33? Are you going to Mensa? Like I have a chance to.
Ollie.
Oh, I'm going to walk out of here if you beat me.
My score does start with a number 2. So I'm not at 30 levels, okay?
Okay.
Or at 10 levels.
No.
Or teens.
Intelligent.
Thank you.
What'd you get? Come on.
I received... 21 out of 33.
Yes. Oh, the pecking order retains.
Yes, Producer Bell.
that means that you're only 1 point smarter than me.
That's correct. I am smarter than you. You got that right.
you're basically the same dunce level.
No, I'm one level smarter.
No.
20, 21, 25. Thank God for that. Otherwise, I was going to leave the building and just walk into the rain forever.
If you'd like to do the test, we'll chuck a link up on our Facebook page and we'd love to hear your results.
Oh,
too much
where's
fun.
Where's that Mensa Club benefits list? I need to join Mensa and get the exclusive access.
You have some chances.
Yeah,
no,
that's what it said. You have a good chance.
We'll discuss this more later. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Where the streets have no name, you two, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. So still reveling after the results of the Mensa test that we took online to hear that Ollie is definitely the smartest of us all. Oh, yeah, surprise. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
He'll shove it in your face as well. Just wait. Here we go.
Well, the joy was short-lived because I found out that I was the smartest in the team. But now I realize I'm annoyed because I'm working with boffins. I'm working with two imbeciles, as I call Boffin Bell and Brainless Bainbridge over here. So I've got to carry the team. And, you know, that's how it works when you're smart. If you want to join out of here,
I'm just letting you dig yourself a hole.
Mate, I'm not digging a hole. You're talking to a genius and you're a spud.
You know, in Australian culture...
You're a spud.
In Australian culture, you usually talk yourself down. Like, you usually... That's what's called a good bloke.
You know why? Because everyone who does that is dumb. And that's what you're doing. Oh, I'm just being humble. Yeah, because you're an imbecile.
Mensa.org.nz/online-test. If you want to take part, we'd love to hear your scores. Ollie, on Friday night, I have my 10-year high school reunion. Man, it was weird. And I know we talked a lot about it last night, but I still have some insane stories. Like, this one guy came up to me and he's like, dude, I've got a story for you for your radio show. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
You said, thank you. I've got no brain. I need your stories for the show. Brainless Bainbridge.
I'm just really trying to concentrate to get this story out.
No, I'm helping you though, because what you're saying is your classmates had to help you with your job because your brain is less than perfect.
All right, so what happened is this guy had a housemate, right? He moved out of his house and he got a call from him years later because, hang on, all right, let me start from the start.
Classic, babe. Mate, are you throwing because you haven't done well in the test and you got 21? Well, and Bell got 20?
I didn't get bad. It was... I got better than Bell.
It said you can't join Mensa, didn't it? It said you've got no chance of joining Mensa.
It said there's some chance of joining Mensa.
But, I mean, obviously you're hurting because you're on air and thought you had an ego and pride to work with because your talent in your mind. Yeah. But you're the same as Bell who finished school last year. She's like 19 years old.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get all this out now so we can continue on with the show without your ego overriding the whole thing, okay? So you go for it.
Hang on. I've just received your test.
Go for it right now.
Yeah, I've just got your test here. Yep. For number 7, you put 2. It's obviously 1. Follow the pattern.
Yeah.
What's the pattern in this one? I'll test you here.
Okay.
A, D, G, J. What comes next?
M.
That's the first question of the test. It's the very first question, and you got that right. Okay. So well done.
Are you done?
I am done after this last one.
Okay, great.
You are a brainless twat.
Great. Up next, I'll tell you about this story about a guy who stayed with someone for a very long time.
Get the story straight in your head first, though, yeah? Because it's pretty important on radio to tell the story properly.
You with Tom and Ollie. Triple M.
Tension.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Come out and play. Keep them separated. The Offspring, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Tomorrow night, Triple M will be rocking the Holden State of Origin for 2018. Game number 1 that's happening in Melbourne. Kickoff's around about 8 o'clock, depending on where you are in the country. So make sure you're listening. We'll be away for the night. Ollie.
That's the theory of Mensa. Keep them separated, Tom. That's why we try and have a Mensa group. And then there's non-Mensa. But anyway, enough of that. Your reunion story, Tom.
Okay. So this guy came up to me at my school reunion and he said, dude, I have to tell you about my ex-housemate, all right? So he used to live with this guy, and when he was living with him, this guy used to not like his girlfriend. Like, it got to the point where they would have deep housemate chats, and it'd be like, I just need to break up with her. And it's like, dude, yeah, just break up with her. Like, you don't want to be with her, so just break up.
Sure.
This guy would then go away for events where he's like, I'm going to do it this weekend. I'll definitely break up with her this weekend.
It's hard to do, and though.
It's like, okay, cool. And he'd always come back with like, no, oh, I didn't do it on the weekend. I'm so sorry. Anyway, he ended up moving out and he called him. He got a call 3 months later and this guy's like, hey, dude, she's told me that I either need to break up with her or I need to propose to her. And he's like, well, this is your out. Like you can definitely break up with her now because she's giving you an out, dude.
What?
She's saying, break up with me or propose to me. That's the ultimatum.
That's insane for one. But were these two mates or just ex-housemates now?
Well, they're still mates. Like, they're still matey mates.
But he's just calling up out of the blue to say, give me some help.
Yeah, well, yeah. So they're now mates, okay. Of course. So there's the ultimatum, yeah. Right? It's like, are you going to break up with her or are you going to propose to her?
Bye-bye.
What do you think happened? Because he's got one of two options here. He can either break up with her or just marry her.
Well, mate, based on track record, it sounds like you're saying that he bloody had no...
Well, here's what he did.
I don't want to say balls, but...
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do either. He didn't propose.
He didn't propose and he didn't break up with her. However, he's just been for a suit fitting. She's gone dress shopping. So it seems like this guy is about to get married to someone that he's been wanting to break up with for 3 years.
How do you know these details about the dresses and the suits and stuff?
Because this guy was telling me.
Oh, God. So he didn't propose, but they're going to get married anyway, or that he has proposed?
Well, so she's kind of just said, well, you haven't broken up with me, so now I suppose I'm proposed.
I booked a venue, and I can't wait to see your family.
This is the thing. He hasn't told her, yes, I don't want to go out with you anymore.
This guy, a mate from school, or like this other guy, he's a random.
No, I don't know who he is.
He's a random.
I don't know.
Because he wouldn't have gone to your bloody private school. He sounds like he's got no brains.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, what does he do? And he's like, no, he's got a very good job.
He's just a pushover. A lot of guys, I mean, I've been there where it's like you're dating someone, not my current girlfriend, and you go, I want to break up with her, but it's a hard conversation to have.
It's a bit like a, they're still together? Question mark? Like you were wanting to break up ages ago. Do you know what I mean?
They're still together as in people who just shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
It's a hard call to make, isn't it, though?
133353, have you been with someone that you hate for a really long time? Like, have you been together with someone and you're actually not wanting to be in the relationship?
You expect someone to call up and say, I hate my partner.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe not. Maybe you've been given an ultimatum.
Yeah. Or maybe you did date someone for a long, long time, longer than you should have, who you weren't a good match with.
Exactly right. They're still together situation. 133353. If that relates to you, jump on the phone.
Are they still together despite what should have happened?
Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, geez. I should have pressed. Oh, what's going on here?
I don't know. I didn't. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Give us a call on 133353 if you have decided to still be with someone after you've decided to break up with them.
I just thought I'd mention Tom on Facebook. People are loving the Mensa results, and as they should be, they can now trust at least one person in the team to have a brain of potential Mensa greatness. I did get 25 out of 33. One of the comments does say, I'd still rather have a conversation with Belle, an intellectual conversation,
that's strange.
Morgan said. So there you go, Belle, it's a win for you. But Jess on Instagram at Tom and Ollie said, I foresee Ollie holding this over everyone's head forever.
Mm.
This is the thing, Tom.
Yeah.
From now on, I am forever the smartest in the team. Like, it never changes. And you'll always be, basically, you and Belle are about the same.
I still think that we need to get a psychologist who does actual IQ tests, and we go to a psychologist and we get tested.
Okay, here's the thing, though. From now on, anything you say has very little value, and everything I say has ultimate value. So I think that what you said is stupid. And we're not going to do that. Yeah. And that's because I'm the smartest. That's what we've got to do.
That's how this show has run for a very long time, because you're a demanding personality.
Play the song now, Tom. Thank you.
Did it before you even thought?
No, you didn't. I did it immediately because you respect my intelligence.
Shut up, mate.
Next, we'll take calls about... what is it, Tom?
I've got it here. Have you stayed with someone after you decided to break up with them? 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. You can't say
21.
That. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. I've found an expert to chat video games with, finally, as Ollie won't ever let me talk about video games on the radio. But, mate, there's a lot of people that love video games.
Do they?
And it's time for us to chat VG.
They're probably dumb.
Oh.
They probably couldn't get into Mensa. But, Tom, moving on from the Mensa Morris over here, Brownless Bainbridge, you're asking... have you dated someone or been with someone, even though you decided you were going to break up with them, you stayed together?
It's insane. A guy at my high school reunion told me about his ex-housemate who had the ultimatum done to him, either break up with me or get engaged to me.
And by the sounds of it, he was keen to break up and he just caved and proposed.
He just went suit shopping.
That's
he didn't even propose. He just went suit shopping.
Oh, right. That's just like life over. Goodbye life, isn't it?
Well... is it?
Well, not the life you wanted.
Yeah,
the life that your partner's chosen for you.
133353. Have you stayed with someone after you decided to break up with them? Mark, you had the same ultimatum done to you.
Given. probably, Tom. Give it
yes.
To
hello. How are you?
Yeah, good, Mark.
Yeah, good, Mark. You had the same ultimatum given to you.
I did have the same ultimatum and a time frame for it to be done within.
Yeah,
it wasn't that it was a bad relationship, but in hindsight, that probably should have been a sign to not go ahead with it. But we did. We did get married, and we're married for a couple of years.
Ooh. As in you were married for a couple of years or you are married for a couple of years?
Past tense, yeah.
Past
yeah.
tense. What was the time frame you were given to propose?
It was 8 months, approximately, oh. 8 or 9 months. Man. Yeah, we were in New York, and I didn't know that the plan was, but I think she really got her heart set that that's when I was going to propose to her. And, then we had a big chat about it, and she said, well, look, if it hasn't happened by the end of this year, and it's probably not meant to be. So,
and in that period, did you to and fro a bit and go, I might break up with you?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I guess I still thought it was the right decision, but that happening should have probably prompted, a rethought process.
I guess you were in a bit of a New York state of mind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Frank Sinatra?
Is it?
Or Jay-Z? One of the two.
Frank Sinatra or Jay-Z and Alicia Keys? Lily on 133353, were you in a relationship with someone after you decided to break up with them?
We're in a relationship for 4 years, probably 2 years too long.
So you were keen to break up for 2 years, but you didn't?
Yeah, it was more just like the whole like hassle of breaking up with someone and like, whose friend goes to who? And it's just too much effort.
It is hard work.
Really? Okay. But surely it's just better to break up with them once you've decided it.
Look, in hindsight, most definitely. Yeah. But it was more of just like we played for the same sporting club and we went to the same like uni and it was just too awkward to break up. So then once we finished uni, I kind of just broke up with him.
How the hell do you date someone that you're just going, oh, well, I'm not going to be with you, so... Like, what goes through your head when you're hanging out with them?
Oh, we just kind of didn't hang out as much either. So it would be like, he'd be like, oh, I want to go out for dinner or something. Like, no, I'm busy, but I'll just sit at home. It was really bad. Oh. Really, really bad on my behalf.
It's just all sad stuff, isn't it?
You don't have to answer this question, but how is the sex life?
Horrible.
Yeah. Just not regular?
Irregular.
A year without it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Just depressing talking about it, really, Lily. I'd rather hear about computer games. And I've never said that in my life,
Tom. Thanks, Lily. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, computer games, Ollie. Look, I've been searching around the country because video games, Ollie, I don't know if you know this, but video games earn more money than Hollywood movies. That's an actual fact. That is an actual stat. Video game industry is bigger than the movie industry.
But you did get 21 out of 33, so therefore we cannot trust your opinion. But
when are you going to shut up about the Mensa test? You're ruining this radio show by bringing it up. Let's just bring some momentum to the show,
mate.
All right? I'm trying to talk about video games.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to look it up myself and check the stats. And up next, you'll hear Tom clarify whether this is a true stat about gaming.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Go your own way, Fleetwood Mac. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Of course, tomorrow night on Triple M, we'll be rocking the State of Origin. Kickoff is around about 8 o'clock, depending on where you are in the country.
All right, now, Tom, you have something to do here. I'm not sure what it is, but fire away. Take your chance.
Oliver, chill. Now is the time to get our game on, bro. You know, Xbox, PlayStation, PC, all of the different games.
Mac,
you know?
Surely.
Dolly, press start.
It's all about gaming, and I've looked across the Triple M network to find someone that I can talk games with. Because, mate, whenever I bring up the word Xbox, what do you say?
I say, you can't put on radio, but I say, F off. Now, I don't game time. I've got no time for it. So, yeah, if you want to have gaming chats, you got to go elsewhere. Can I just bugger off? Who have you found?
I found Pete Corelli from Perth. Hey, Pete.
Hey, I'm from Perth.
You can speak into the microphone, Pete. It's fine. Sorry. You're not yelling from Perth, mate.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, good, mate.
Actually, no, hang on a sec. Sorry, Ollie. Piss off. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, Pete.
Happily.
Mate, let's get our game on, mate. You're from the Game On Oz Team Oz podcast on Podcast
right.
One.
With yeah, Dan so the much internet. Oz in there. Yeah,
so
yeah.
much Oz. So much Oz.
So much Oz. Yes, we are. We do a little podcast. It just happens to be the biggest podcast in the country that nobody's ever heard of. No big deal. But,
great. Well, why don't Tom, you and Pete go and chat on that podcast? That'd be great.
No, mate. There's so much in the gaming world. You know, like over...
No one games.
I wish I had my stats in
no
front of me.
No one games? No one games? Tom, excuse me a moment. Ollie.
Yes, yes.
It's 2018. No one games.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you want to start, Ollie?
Okay, what? Who's gaming? Like teenage boys?
I wish I had stats in front of me that I asked our producer Belle to print off for us. But around about 70% of households have gaming consoles these days, Ollie.
That's right, Ollie. Okay. Yeah. Stick that in your pot.
Well, guys, you would know. I wouldn't. So, look, I'll just step back. You guys can do your thing and away you go. What are you talking about, like Minesweeper?
Well, I thought maybe Minesweeper? Where have you been? What was the last video game you played, Ollie?
Smash Brothers.
Oh, now hang on a sec. Wait a minute. No, we may have him here because this is a perfect week to be kicking this off because in 7 days we have the biggest electronics entertainment expo in the world, E3 in Los Angeles, and Nintendo is tipped to be releasing details and information about their next up-and-coming Super Smash Brothers title.
Okay. So, Pete, we do love E3. Okay. Can I just test Ollie here? Ollie, what is the latest Nintendo console that's been released?
Probably Nintendo 69 by now.
Yeah, good. It's the Switch, mate.
The Switch.
The Nintendo Switch.
Okay. And I can tell you, mate, gamers are about as far away from the number 69 as you could ever hope to get.
That's why I don't get involved, mate, because that's what I'm about.
Hey, what are we expecting at E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo?
Yeah, we're expecting Elijah Wood.
Huh?
Elijah Wood? Tom's hoping for Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. You know that guy from the Lord of the Rings series? Played the little dwarf dude.
Yeah, Frodo.
Yeah, Frodo, that's it, yeah. So he's going to be there. Believe it or not, he actually runs one of the biggest horror production companies in the world.
Really?
Yes, he does. It's called Spectrevision, and they're working on a VR game. Apparently, this horror VR game is meant to be
insane. That's virtual reality, Ollie. That's virtual reality.
I know that,
Yeah, Ollie. But some of the other things. Have you ever played a Call of Duty or something, or a first-person shooter?
No. You know? I played once, really? And I died in like 4 seconds, so I was like, I give up. I had to respawn after 30 seconds. I haven't got that long to wait.
Come on, mate. Respawn times now are under 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty quick these days. But yeah, Tom, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Black Ops
Bring it
4?
On. Yeah, Black
I
Ops 4.
I think I'm still in Advanced Warfare 2.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. I haven't even made it to WW2, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Advanced Warfare sucked. That's the other side of... No, that's the other side of the Call of Duty series that I'm just... It's terrible. Well, the Black Ops series is a lot better.
Ollie wouldn't know about this, but there's actually two different games. Oh, he's tuning out. He's looking out the window.
No, what's that?
Ollie, Call of Duty actually has two different
COD.
Game manufacturers like making the game at the same time. Is that right?
That's right. So they alternate years. So this year is a Black Ops year. And really the only difference between the two of them is that one has an amazing zombies experience and the other one does not.
So wouldn't the good one just get the job and the other one get sacked?
No.
Nah,
because
they still sell.
I don't have an answer or reason for that. But
hey, Pete, can you leave us with, are we looking at any new like consoles, any new hardware at E3 this year? I know Xbox released their massive console last year with Xbox One X, but have we seen much with the PS4 landscape?
Not really. PS4, alongside the Xbox One X and the Xbox One S and every other letter under the sun, the PS4 released the PS4 Pro.
Okay.
So these ones, they're sort of like, we're not quite done with the latest consoles, but we do need to update the hardware a little bit. So I reckon we're still maybe 3 years off. In fact, Sony's CEO actually came out a little while ago and said we're probably at least 3 years off from seeing a PlayStation 5 being announced. So right. it's on the way, but not just yet.
Not a whole bunch of new hardware out of E3 this year.
No, okay. Stick to the games. The current stuff for the consoles and current generation consoles and stuff, they're that powerful, and the gaming developers haven't come anywhere near drawing that power out of it yet, so we've still got plenty to
say. All right, boys, wrap it up.
All right,
wrap
it up. I think we have nerded out too much.
Ollie, what are you into? What are your interests?
Sport, mate. Getting out there playing sport.
That's the
gymming.
BS I've ever heard.
Jimmy, I swim. I cycle.
How much do you lift, bro?
A lot.
No, don't bring that up because it's not a lot.
It's a sore point. Don't mention it.
Hey, make sure you check out the Game On Oz podcast on Podcast One. Pete Corelli. We'll chat to you next week. Press start.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Game on, Moles.
No.
Big Brother reference.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
That one's Highway Tune. Greta Van Fleet. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. So good to finally be able to talk video games, especially on Apple Keynote Day. So I'm just nerding out here tonight. But look, I'm loath to bring this up, Ollie, because, I mean, very soon we will debut Trash Talk back, which is going to be fun. But look, I'm loath to bring this up. But
that's a fancy wordplay for you.
But I need to bring up the Mensa test again.
Oh, great. Well, I had been quiet about it because you were getting upset. You were getting personally upset that I kept mentioning it. But if you want to see who got the best results, check out Facebook, Tom and Ollie. There's a photo up there. Is that what we're talking about?
No, that's not what we're
Me
talking
getting
about.
25 out of 30. You getting 21.
25 out of 33. Thank you very much.
Yeah, whatever. You and Belle both getting low 20s.
Look, I got my boyfriend Seth to do it.
Oh, yeah? Because he's homeless and he's in a hostel. He's got nothing else happening.
He's not. No, that's not true.
He's also...
Yes, he is in a hostel. But
he does love Trump. So most people who love Trump are pretty smart.
Oh. Don't be rude. You were being sarcastic. Yeah, cool. That makes sense. Ollie, my boyfriend Seth has just completed the test. Now, of course, you got 25 out of 33.
And it said, I have a strong chance. Well, not strong. You have a good chance to pass the real Mensa test. So I could join Mensa.
Well, Seth also has a good chance of joining Mensa, Ollie, as he beat you with a total score of 26. That's why God loves Cowboys.
That's why God loves cowboys. Take your stupid Christian cowboy boyfriend back to America, mate, because no one cares. 26, 25, it's all mid-20s.
Mate, Seth was the underdog and he's come through. When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're gonna fall, follow your heart. Always believe in the underdog.
If he got 26 and you got 21, when you guys communicate, is it like a dog and a cat having a conversation?
I don't get what that means.
Well, you both, you know, you can't communicate. Different brain sizes.
No.
You've got a cat's brain.
No, because he doesn't rub it in my face like you egotistical maniac.
You probably, manio?
Maniac.
Oh, you probably will though when you get
Open
home.
Open your ears. Maybe it's your brain that's stopping you from hearing. At least us dumb people can all.
Greta Van Fleet.
Shut up,
as
mate.
You once said.
Well, I've also got somebody else to smack talk you. Good evening, Morgan.
Hey guys, how you going?
I'm sure I'll say guten Morgen, even though it's night time, and that's German. That's right, smart.
Sorry,
boom.
No trash talking yet. We're going to do trash talk back pretty soon. All Morgan, right. I hope you're not here to, you know, be rude or rub something in my face, because I don't stand for that.
Oh, well, 25. I don't know. There's a bit to rub in there, isn't there?
Hang on. Well, I got 25 out of 33. You have done the test just tonight?
Yeah.
So you followed our link on Facebook, which is basically just mensa.org.nz or something. It's easy to do. And how'd you go?
Well, I think I did a bit better than 25. I think that was pretty
okay.
basic
okay,
mate. Score to get.
All right. Yeah. Turn it up, buddy.
Come on, Morgan. Let him know what you got.
I got 28. I did kind of rush it, but, you know, I wanted to get a score there while you were still doing it.
Whatever, mate. You cheated, surely.
But it's not much to cheat on. It's pretty straightforward,
isn't
it?
It's actually hard to cheat it. You can't cheat it.
And you know what else is funny? What's your job, Morgan?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher, that's right, because Ollie's a failed teacher. Oh, he could have been a teacher, but he couldn't be a teacher anymore. He's a radio host instead.
Yeah, well, yep. Morgan, I don't care. I'll be kind.
Hang on, what's your other job again? A DJ? Cool, man. Chuck on your USB stick and play some tunes
DJs
for us.
DJs are smart.
Oh, no, that's right. You are smart. You can mix music together. Oh, no, you're not mixing live. You're actually just pressing play on some other person's mix that you've done. All right, shut up. I stumbled. Whatever.
And Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we're going to check in now with our end of year crypto party, which is a party we're planning for the end of the year, obviously, all based in cryptocurrency.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
And call me Oprah because you're invited and you're invited and you're invited too.
We started with $2,500.
Sorry, providing the money comes through, Tom.
That's right. We started with $2,500 thanks to CoinSpot. Last week we checked in. Our wallet was at a measly $2,163.36. So we'd already lost $400.
We lost almost $400, which is, I mean, I'm okay with that because it's all about, it's the bounces. It's the ebbs and flows. The market will crash, and when it crashes, it can only go up.
I have logged into our CoinSpot account here, Ollie. I think it's time to check in to see how the market's tracking on CoinSpot.
Just to give an idea, though, do you reckon that figure of 2,100, that would be able to invite probably, what, like 10, 20 people maybe?
Well, again, it depends on what we plan on doing, mate. Yeah. We can, if we just take a couple of goonsacks to the park, we can invite a whole town.
Yeah, not my first preference.
No. Neither am I. I mean, we're like a craft beer.
We like a craft beer. You know, my favorite craft beer is Corona. Yeah. So if you could get...
I've just clicked on wallets.
Have you?
I've just clicked on wallets, Ollie.
I'd like to see a bigger figure than 2,100. What have we got, Tom?
Ollie, we are now tracking. And I'll do a refresh because it, you know, it drops up and
every
down
second it could change.
$2,402.29.
Almost back to initial figures.
We've nearly gained our money back.
Money back, including service fees.
Oh, so much fun. Coinspot.com.au if you want to trade in your own cryptocurrency. Maybe you can add to our total as well. That'd be good.
What are our coins again? Neo, Zilliqa, and Dash?
It doesn't matter, mate. Doesn't matter.
Let's everyone root for those and pray for those coins in your sleep at night.
Up next, Ollie, you want to start something new?
Something brand new for a Tuesday, Tom. I call it Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Brilliant. With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Cry and Shame, Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Head over to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Tom and Ollie with a Y. And of course, get involved on that Mensa test as well that we were just doing.
Tom, I want to start something new for a Tuesday called Trash Talk Tuesday.
Trash Talk Tuesday. This sounds negative.
Actually, rather Trash Talk Back Tuesday, because I know we're on the FMs right now, the FM station, and we're on Triple M. But what one thing the AM stations do well is talk back. And that's where your average Joe Blows get on the radio. And they just air their thoughts, their grievances. They have an opinion. They share it. So I figured let's take the talk back model of AM radio, bring it to Triple M, you know, bring it to our show, Tom, and add a bit of trash talk back.
What? Hang on. No, but talk back isn't all just trash talk, is it, Ollie?
Well, no, it's often quite tame. Oh. I want to add the trash element, although there is a guy who has done it pretty well. Have a listen to this as a bit of a frame of reference for Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Hey, before I play this, Ollie, there is a little bit of language in this. So if you're easily offended...
That's the idea, mate.
Yeah, I know, but if you're easily offended,
edgy,
maybe just don't, you know, listen in.
This is real.
This is from Bob Francis from Adelaide, who does a talk back station.
Are you listening to me, you dick brain? I will not let you talk, you know, unless you listen to what I'm going to say. You will not get a word in.
Is that right?
You're dead right, pal. Now,
yeah.
You know who's in charge here?
Me.
Mwah!
It's not that bitch on the phone, that's for sure.
Oh, really? You're talking about my producer, you rude pig?
Should have heard the language she used on me before.
Because she has the right to do that. When
she
you
gave
used...
me an education,
well,
mate.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you an education.
She comes out with...
Why don't you go and get f***ed your c***? Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Goodness me, I said some rude words there.
Yes, you certainly did, Bob.
So I've taken some inspiration from Bob Francis, Tom.
What are you saying, you rude pig?
And I'm going to open the floodgates here on Triple M for Trash Talk Back Tuesday. And I heard...
How do we get involved?
Well, 133353. The number's always open. But I really want your opinion. You know, what are the people thinking? I want to tap into the zeitgeist, tap into just the collective brains of people in their cars, driving home, doing their business, going to work.
So could I just do a test one then? Mm. And could I get, can I call up right now?
Yeah, well, I've got a test one as well, but you can do a pre-test. Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Who's this?
Oh, hey. Yeah, my name's Jeremy. I just want to send a message to everyone at every single bar in the world that when I'm not drinking alcohol... When I'm not having a drink because I've decided to go on an alcohol-free month.
Yeah.
But when I ask for a soda water.
Yeah.
You don't charge me $4.50 for a soda water.
All right, mate. Calm down. This is not your show, but thank you. That's perfect, Tom.
Oh, why are you telling me to shut up, you rude pig?
Fade you down. There you go. Perfect, Tom. That's perfect. Now, I've got one. This is actually a friend of mine, John, who I used to be an old neighbour of. Evening, John.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How about those kangas?
No. Oh, they're doing pretty well, aren't they?
Now, I saw your Facebook status, and I thought what you'd said on Facebook was perfect for Trash Talk Back Tuesday. It's a chance to air your opinion. John, fire away. Get trashy. Get viral. Get angry.
So, I mean, I'm pretty relaxed, right? You know me pretty well. You know, takes a fair bit to irk me. But the other couple of mornings, we've had serious fog. Like, I'm talking about 20, 30 metres visibility in front of you. Not much.
Right, yeah, okay.
Why the hell are the people we have the bloody headlights on?
John, you're fired up. Jeez, I think he swore it. So you're pretty upset because visibility is an issue.
What the heck?
Can't see anything, and then I'm just getting taken out by a bloody truck who I can't see, and then the guy has the nerve to have a go at me at the lights.
Yeah.
What the bloody hell? Seriously.
Mate, I hear you. It's not on. But let me just, I mean, you're driving with your headlights on, are you?
Oh, absolutely. I've got fog lights and everything.
Yeah, okay. All right. And so your message to everyone is what?
Turn your bloody headlights on and think about other people apart from your bloody selves for a change.
Oh,
wow, it was really a bell curve in anger there. It kind of peaked in the middle and then dropped back down.
Oh, it was fire, though. It was fire and brimstone for a second there from John.
Well, thank you very much for getting involved in Trash Talk back Tuesday, John.
Now, one thing I will say, get involved 133353, but I also reserve the right to Trash Talk back, Tom. So, you know, I actually agree with John there.
Really?
But on 133353, join the tango that is Trash Talk back Tuesday. It is a tete for tete, Tom, as they say, head for head in
tit
French.
Tete
for tete for tete, or tete a tete is French. Anyway, I did Mensa. I got 25 out of 33. You didn't get it. Trash Talk Back Tuesday. The phone lines are open right now. 133353. What are the people thinking? What are the people thinking? Where are you at? What's your opinion? Have you got one? Get fired up. Unload.
133353.
Unleash.
I will. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Mascara, Killing Heidi, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Naughty After Nine, not far away. We're going to talk to a webcam model whose name is Cyanide, which should be very interesting. Then we'll ask the question, do you webcam? Webcam, I definitely said webcam, not webcam. And this is the number one development show on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
And we've just started a brand new chance here to vent on Tuesday called Trash Talk Back Tuesday. We've got an opener? No, we don't, do we?
Well, of course not.
I was thinking I was leading into an opener. We don't have it.
No.
All right, well, how it works is we've taken the AM radio...
I can play a sound effect for you.
it's brilliant. We've taken the AM chat model, Tom, that you wouldn't hear on FM too much on these kind of stations, but we're bringing it back to the FMs. It's a bit of old-fashioned chat. Call up 133353.
So what, it's like Radio National, like
what's
ABC, where they call up and go, oh, I think beat it up.
Yes, yes, exactly right. Yeah, you know, I think the Prime Minister should be thinking more about health than education.
And what I think about the homosexuals and their agenda.
I'll take those calls. Because it is called Trash Talk Back Tuesday. I encourage you to get fired up. Yeah. But I also reserve the right to get fired up myself. And, you know, if it does pertain to you, Tom, such as the homosexual agenda, maybe you'll spark up.
Well, as a talkback host, we definitely have our opinions.
All right, let's hear from Shane, your big pig. What do you want to say, mate?
Mate, how you going, Tom? How you going, Ollie?
Yeah, good, Shane. What's up?
I'm just following up the other caller about poor visibility while driving and actually adding on to it. Mate, not only is having your lights off just stupid, but as I was saying earlier, people with these older model cars putting white LED lights into their headlights, and it's pretty much like them driving around with high beams on 24/7.
No, it's not on.
And on top of that, it's for a lot of people in the suburban four-wheel drives, which they think about nobody but themselves, drop right up your butt, both mirrors blind, rear vision mirror blind, you pretty much have to tilt your mirror all the time. Why are you coming towards you going, are you actually going to stay in your lane? Because the only person that is safe right now is you. And so that's, really my pet peeve for the day is actually people with white LED lights just not thinking about anybody else but themselves.
Heard it here first. Jeez, that's an absolute burner there, Tom, from Shane.
He was fired up about LED lights. If you drill down to it, he's annoyed about a light.
This is obviously the debut of this segment, so still working out exactly where we're going with it. But let's hear from Harvey. You're pretty fired up, Harvey. You dickhead.
How you going, boys?
good, Harvey. How are you?
You dickhead.
Yeah, not too bad.
What do you want to say, you big dick?
The big dick, right. Yeah, that's the right one. I rocked up to my local takeaway,
right? You've
got
an opinion, do you?
Sorry, Harvey, Thomas is speaking there. Go ahead.
That's all right. Rocked up to my local takeaway, ordered a large burger and some chippies, and the boys have stitched me up. You know, I just wanted a mad feed before the origin, and I can't have it. No patty, nothing. It's an utter gutful, and, you know, it's a classic stitch-up at best.
I've had a gutful of these foreigners coming in, you know, making their little shitty burgers for us. Mate, sorry, boys, that's
mate,
a bit racist.
If you're going to start getting into foreigners, mate, you can go to this bloody station. That's what I'd say.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know what? It's just a joke.
I'll
you
pick
know?
You up, Harvey, on what you said there. You said you had a gutful.
Yeah, I've had a gutful.
You haven't
had
a gutful. Shut up, Harvey. Shut up. You haven't had a gutful, mate, because you haven't had any food. What you're saying is you've had nothing.
Yeah, I didn't get nothing on my burger at all. And these chips are trying to bloody kill me, too. So much salt on there, more salt than the service I got.
You go to the gym, Harvey? You go to the gym?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah, well, you should be going to the gym if you're having burgers, mate. You can't be stuffing your mouth, you little piggy.
Yeah.
Young fat guy calling up the radio having a whinge.
Okay, that's too much.
Harvey, what I will say is you're having a feed before State of Origin. It's tomorrow, mate. You're having a feed the day before.
Carb loading?
Yeah, you've got to stock up, mate. That's how it goes, yeah, right?
You would be stocking up, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
anyway, thanks for the call, Harvey.
Trash talk back. Con, that worked. Getting a bit feisty there.
Good, about burgers.
Burgers.
Got a bit racist in the middle.
Got a bit racy and racist there, which is helpful if you want to get fired up to get some race riots going. Let's hear from Scotty. We're not trying to incite. I'm actually trying to douse the race riots. Yeah, right. I'm the douser. Now, Scotty, what's your beef, mate?
Oh, holy cow, wins. This is the best segment you've ever had, Tom. I mean, Ollie.
Scotty, it's my segment. Well, you're talking to Ollie. Tom's the brainless guy. We've got 21 in the Mensa test, and he can't.
I wouldn't have a clue. You both sound the same. You both tell the same stupid jokes. You both got the same silly Melbourneite humour voice. Mate, I've been listening to you for a whole year, and I still can't tell who's who.
Well, you listen here, Scotty. You've been listening into our show, so you're the idiot who's listening in. Stop coming back to us.
I'm waiting for the grill team.
Oh, you're waiting for the grill team? Mate, they're on in about 12 hours, so you may as well go to bed, buddy. You stupid dick.
What a pig. 133353.
Brainless git there, Scotty. Never call again.
It's fun.
Come on. I'm arced up now.
Oh, mate, I am too.
Fight me. Call up and fight me. 133353. This has turned from Trash Talk Back Tuesday to come fight me verbally. I'm on. I'm ready to go. I'll spar. 133353. Come at me, bros and sisters.
You're with Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Can't help myself. Flowers. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. A webcam model for Naughty After Nine, whose name is Cyanide, very soon. And then we'll ask the question. We'll ask you to make it saucy as well. Tomorrow night is the game one of the State of Origin, so we'll be having a night off, just so you know. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Got to go to the game, Tom, and commentate the game, don't we? Definitely not.
We're going to an Airbnb to drink wine.
And watch the sock.
Poncy!
Watch the Sioux. Trash Talk Back Tuesday, Tom, is what this is called. Your chance on 133353 to get stuck in. Already had some fiery, fiery comments regarding everything from us and this show being average, which I can appreciate. And I got fired up at Scotty, but also stuff like lighting on the roads, the level of service at fish and chip shops. Anything's on the table. When it comes to talkback radio, it's all on the table.
Everyone has an opinion. 133353, if you want your opinion spouted, why don't you jump on that phone?
Just like arseholes, we've all got them. And I want the arseholes on the phone as well. So get amongst it. Get your opinion out there.
And as with all talkback, the hosts have an opinion as well. And they may fight back.
Man, I'm already fired up. Daniel, you drive a car, do you?
Dickhead.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't all walk, mate. We can't all walk.
I'm surprised you've got a license to start with. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, I am two shades of annoyed, Tom and Ollie,
by
the fact that everybody just pretends that these things on the side of the steering wheel do nothing. Use your indicators, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, mate.
Use your bloody indicators.
I see what's happened here, Daniel. You don't have a brain to think of your own opinion, so you've gone with a road-related one. We've seen this happen before, mate. You hear one road-related problem and you call up with another road-related problem. We can all relate to the road, Daniel. Just have some thoughts about the country, mate.
Well, here is something a little different. I am a person who lives on the road pretty much. I have been a delivery driver in different shades and I've also directed them.
Oh, let me guess, you're a professional driver, are you?
No. I'm a transport manager.
Yeah, wank, wank, wank. All right, go on.
It pretty much is a wank factor. It's a nice way to say I conduct drivers.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating the amount of people who are indicating and don't fucking do anything about it.
Oh, damn it. Hang on.
Oh. Oh, God. We're back.
Tom and Ollie will be back in a moment.
We had a dump
there. Well, the trash talk back got pretty intense there from Daniel. So he did drop the F-bomb and we can't air the F-bomb legally.
No, we can't. So, hang on, we just have to get back into delay now after that. So this is going to be quite annoying. All right, we're back in. So we're sorry, back everyone. In. It's pretty annoying.
But let's cross over to Dean on Trash Talk Back Tuesday. What do you got, Dean?
Yeah, guys, I'll be a little bit more careful than the last call. Look, Tom and Ollie, I'm pretty fired up. I'm still fired up because this happened last night.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
My company put me up into a hipster hotel.
Ah, rich boy, are you? Getting put up in a hotel.
Well, I travel a lot, and there was a new lady was doing it, and for some reason they thought that I would fit in a hipster hotel.
Yeah, having a go at hipsters. Yeah, classic. Yeah. Having a go at the hipsters. Let me guess. What, there was a couple of milk crates and some beards flying around?
No, there was something called the loft where they decide to put the bed up several flights of stairs, so you got to climb up there to go to bed, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. You're too old, hurts your knees probably.
I'm a bit of an older guy and a bit of a bigger guy, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the coffee and tea, they've got four different shades of copper with no labels on them. So I've got to search for every single one of them before I find my sugar. There's no clocks in the place. Yeah, and the radio has one button, and you're meant to damn well connect it somehow.
Dan, I'm going to be honest, mate. You sound like a tosser.
I'm an older tosser. There's no water. I've got to walk across the road and pay $16.50.
Shut up, Dan. You're a big tosser. You're wasting space on our radio station. I know we're doing Trash Talk Back Tuesday, but you, my friend, your opinion is worth less than a dime, and that currency is no one. Get out of here. But go away, Dean. Let's move on to Zoe. Zoe, what do you got for us? Don't waste that time.
My biggest gripe and what I really hate is when sports players are called heroes because they're not. They're just playing sports.
Okay. Now, don't come on Triple M and have a go at our national sporting heroes. Who are you having a go at?
It's just a general statement, actually, because you're just being paid to play sport. Mm. You get your massage afterwards. You get to stroll around and look after. You're not a hero.
Those people have to deal with having their public lives on the front of newspapers every single bloody day.
But they know that, and they're being paid a lot of money for it. They get cab charges. They get all this good stuff to look after, lots of money. They are not heroes. They're just highly paid.
Zoe, listen up. What do you do?
Teacher.
Yeah, a bloody teacher. What, you say you rock up to school, you think you're the big hero in the front of the classroom, do you?
No, actually, I'm there to help kids and hopefully improve their lives.
Ollie, I just want to remind you, you're a teacher.
Teachers are a waste of space.
You're a trained teacher, Ollie.
Teachers are a waste of space.
You were going to be a teacher if you actually succeeded.
You know why I didn't go down that route, though?
Yeah.
Too many holidays, isn't that right, Zoe? Too many holidays.
No, I think it's to recover and spend time resting after helping children.
Oh, a bit like the sportsman that you're having your crack at, Zoe. Well,
no, they get paid far more and their money is outrageous.
Look, Buddy Franklin gets paid $10 million a year and that's for a good reason. He deserves it.
I'm just going to step back here and say I'm going to call teachers heroes. So.
That's it. Oh, that or defence or fire people, police, they're heroes.
No,
that's
I see what you're saying. You're saying that teachers are the best, not the fireys, not the army people.
Mate, the heroes in this world are the sportsmen. Yeah. Zoe's got no idea, and that's why I've cut her off. Trash Talk Back Tuesday's over. Thanks for your opinions. We will return to this, I think, on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of you are dickheads and go away.
No, let's just be nicer from now on. Goodbye. Naughty After Nine, not far away. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.